We're learning Masechta Yuma Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We learned in the past few blot two Gemaras. One Gemara says that we know Achas Lamaila Sheva Lamata, both for Par and Sayer, because they learn it from each other. Really, by the Pasuk of Par, it says Mefurish, they do seven Lamata, about Achas Lamaila is not Mefurish. By Sayer, it's the opposite. It says Mefurish, he's a Isoy, that is Achas Lamaila, but it just says make a Zrik on the bottom and say how much. So we learn out Par from Sayer that here is Sheva, and here Lamaila is Achas, here Lamaila is Achas. They really learned that from each other. That was one limud we learned in the past few blot. And another limud we learned in yesterday's blot is that besides for the din of Achas Lamaila of Sheva Lamata for the Par and for the Sayer by the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same thing you have is also by the Pareches as well. In the Heichel also, in the El Moed also, you have a din Achas Lamaila v'Sheva Lamata. So Mar is a kash on that. There's a halacha that if you learn something from a Hekish, you can't be chayze melamed something else for a Hekish. And the question over here is that how do you know Achas Lamaila v'Sheva Lamata? Through a Hekish, from Parat Asar. So how does that go ahead and then learn out from there to Pareches with a Hekish of a Chen Yasa L'El Moed? L'chari, somebody who learned a Hekish can't teach something else a Hekish. This din is only a din by Kachim, but here we're talking about Kachim. So at the Gemara, the fourth line from the top. Chidavar halamed v'hekesh choyzeh melamed v'hekesh. Could something I learned out through a hekesh be melamed to the next thing with a hekesh? So how does that work? And for the Gemara, hi amenu v'davar acharhu v'loy have a hekesh. There's a halacha that's called amenu v'davar achar, and that doesn't have a status of a hekesh. What does that mean? So he says over here that really, by par and sar, it's not learned out achas lamaila v'sheva lamata completely through a hekesh. Because it does say lamaila and lamata by par and lamaila lamata v'sar. All you're learning out is a small detail of how many zrikas. But the etzem idea, the idea of one on top, one on the bottom, is mefurish by both psukim. So the only thing you're learning out is a number, that's not called a complete hekesh, and therefore you could be chayzer malamid. That's Gemara's tarets. Because hai hemenu v'dav achu, it's that and there's something else with it, a detail with it, but lo yehav a hekesh, it's not called a hekesh. Right, the Gemara, honich l'man diyama lo yehav a hekesh. That's good, it's really about flakus of mesechta zvachim in the parak ezim u'kayman, probably, that's where all these stuff are discussed. That there, honich l'man diyama lo yehav a hekesh, l'man diyama have a hekesh, although even that's called a hekesh, then what are you going to say? Ma'ik l'meimah. So my answer is, again, my answer is like this. We're not learning out the zrikas from each other. We're learning out the makkah from each other. We're not learning out the behemoths from each other. This month has a new tarot. You're right, it's a hekesh. And really, a hekesh can't be lamed to another hekesh. But here, the different type of hekesh. The first hekesh is you makish the par to the sayer. The second hekesh is not you makish par to the sayer. You makish oil moyed to Kodesh Kedoshim. And since it's a different hekesh, that's fine. We're not saying, we're not learning out, just like did Azrikas, here Azrikas. We're not saying that. What we're saying is that the oil might has the same din as the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then you figure out what's the din of Kodesh Kedoshim. That doesn't go into the problem of something that's a hekesh, Chosim Lamed Behekesh. That's one teretz of Gemara. Yiboyisem, another teretz is Chutz Befnim Bechoda Zimna Gomar. You learn out Chutz Befnim at one chance. So this is what Chutz Rashi and Tosfos had to learn. Rashi learns like this, that even if you say Prim is a Hekesh, you still couldn't be Melamed. Because since you're anyway learning out what it says Beferish, for example, you're learning out Beferish, Achas Lamaila Besoir, to Hekel, so then it schleps along the Sheva Lamata. And the same thing by Par also. You learn out the din of Sheva Lamata from first year, and it automatically schleps all the other ones. That's what he says. It's like a similar to idea of Menav Davacha, but different. He's saying here, since it's part of the halacha that's mafurish, and you're learning that out, so then automatically, like agav, it brings along the other thing.
What other thing?
For example, it says mafurish in Torah, Sheva Lamata by Par. That's learned out the Hechel. Agav, that comes along the Achas Lamaila by Par. Even though Achas Lamaila by Par was learned out from Sayer, which is a Hekesh, came from Chayz Lama Hekesh, but since the Sheva Lamata was able to be learned out, because that's Mefurish, so it took along the other part of it, which is the Achas Lamaila. Same thing, the Sayer, which is Mefurish, Achas Lamaila, it took along the other thing with it. I read you, what?
What's taking along what?
The Hekesh.
You have Sheva Lamata by Par.
Right.
And So what are we learning out? We're learning out two things. One is the achaz amal from sire. To power.
No, that's v'kayish hakadoshim. Let's learn that. That's v'kayish hakadoshim. Now we're learning pareiches now. We have already, we know it's halacha already. Kayish hakadoshim has achaz l'mayla v'shev l'mata at both. And that's very good and very easy to learn out.
Through a hekesh.
Now we want to learn out now pareiches from there. So the problem was, you can't learn out through a hekesh. Teretz says, we're learning out pareiches from there. We're learning out the sheva l'mata, which is mefurosh. That's no problem learning out. And agav, you learned that out, you could schlep along even hekeshim. Even things that learned out of a hekesh. Agav, you learning out the mefurosh, you could even learn things of a hekesh. I'll read the Rashi inside anyway. Let's read what he's saying. Rashi says, inami sphere lo the prim behekesh lo amad. Even if the prim is learned out of a hekesh, yochel lachas of illumina al hekel vas achas. You can learn out the hekel at one shot. Masha kosabai beferish, goin, achas the maila besor, vishel mata par. The imam, and with it, af mash lomad behekesh. You could even take with it a hekesh. The hechi dombi, what's called a hekesh, any lomad ma hekesh, was an example. Going to le hutzrach, hechel limoid milfnaya fim, elamash lomad hekesh. If you only had to, let's say it's a first shevel amata by hechel, and achas lamayla by sar and hechel, that was a first. And you just have to learn out the extra stuff. That would be a case of hekesh. But he, learning out the shevel amata anyway, she slept it along. That's how Rashi learns. Tyson is not like this, Pshakwiz is bothering you. He has like four or five Gemaras to say that it's not called. It's not called a hekesh. This is still called hekesh, chayz lama hekesh. That Tosis kasha. And Tosis says a very interesting pshat, a little different. He says that re perish the ma'achas lamaila the kasa besar. You learn out to the hekel both par and sar like this. It's like this in the hekel. You learn out par v'sar from the achas lamaila of sar in kodesh kedoshim, and you learn out par v'sar lamater. From par of first in the thing, learn par v'sar both. That's what he says. Reperish ma'achas l'mayel the cost of v'sar yalef bechutz bein bepar bein v'sar u'meshev l'mat the par yalef bechutz bein bepar bein v'sar. The halachim mashma levechein yasa by almoyed b'shtei abahemus. That's what Tosfos learns. So that's the two mahalchim had Tosfos last Tosfos the Gemara. Kaponim, the Gemara really has three mahalchim how we can learn out even though it's a hekesh either because it's called a men of dava achar. And that's not called a hekesh, or mekaymes gamir adadi, or chutz b'fnim b'chal zimna, which is mechalikas Rashi Tosfos what it means. Zot the more vayta. Now, Tana, kushim maze, when you do hazaz on this pareches, ain't a maze ala pareches. You don't actually hit the pareches. If you remember, we had before that by the Aron, you don't hit the Aron. Learned from psukim that says al hekesh to l'fnei. So therefore, that lochas doesn't have to hit the Aron. So where do we know the whole Adina of Hazar is by Pareches? From the Chen Yasa. So it can't be better than the Aron. So the Aron doesn't hit the Aron. Here it does not hit the Pareches. So Kuzumaza and Amaza ala Pareches, ala Keneged Pareches. You only do Keneged the Pareches. You only do towards the Pareches. Agav, the Rav Leib Malin learns from here that this is Cholik from regular Zrikar Mizbeach. When you do Zrikar Mizbeach, the Geda Hadav is a Matan Domim. It's a Matan Domim. You're putting down onto Mizbeach. These Zrikas have nothing to do with the Matan Domim. It has to do with the Maisa Hazah. That's the Vav. By Kaparis and Aron, the Kapara is the actual Maisa spritzing, the action of doing spritzing, not where the Dam lands. This, therefore, does not have to land on the Prekas or on the Aron.
The first place to be
in the room is the middle one. It was the middle one, yeah. Actually, Tosfos speaks it out. We'll be in again in a second to say Svei Tosfos. Yeah, it was the middle one. Omer Rav Elazar Rav Yosi. Rav Elazar Rav Yosi argues on the Tanakhama. He goes, it did hit the Preichus. And Ibra Siyah Beroimi, I saw the Preichus in Rome. Behoyu Alea Kama Tipei Damam Shal Parvassar Shem Kippurim. I saw on it a bunch of drips from the Parvassar of Yom Kippur. Remember, they switched the Preichus every year. It was a new Preichus. So he saw one of the Preichus and it had the Zrikas of Parvassar on it. V'dilma the Pahelam Dava Shal Tzibar Osirav Ezara. Maybe it was the Parhelm Dov Shal Tzibar Osirav Ezara. That's other Chatoyis that are done in the Hechel and you have to do Zrikas connected to Preichus there. So maybe it was from there. How do you know it was from the Yom Kippur? Zach the Gemara. The Chazah Davide Kesidron. He saw it was done Kesidron. Rashi learns it means Milmaila Lamata Kamatzlok. He saw it was an order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In an order. Rashi learns Matzlok is the order. That's what Rashi learns. We know other Rishonim learn Maslov means something else. Maslov means all in one place. That's Taisa Shit and Daftasvav. So Taisa Shonim has different shot what Kesidra means. Taisa Shonim, Kesidra means he saw Achas Lamaila v'Sheva Lamata. That's what Kesidra means. So he knew it was the dam from the Prechus. What?
It was no Palam Dover, but two ways
there
that year.
What? There was.
What?
No, because yeah, cause it could be because it was too far. Look, according to the Mishnah on, you make this rikus from 20 amos away by Param Lovish Tiva. Behind was Be'ech HaPnimi. But let's see a little further. We'll speak a few points after we finish this Gemara. But Tanan Nami got Param Lovish Shal Tzibra Ke Gavnu. We also have a Mishnah or Brisa by Param Lovish Shal Tzibra like this. Shumaza, it says in the Brisa, you know you give me prayers. You shouldn't touch the preches by Parham Dov Shal Tzibra and Parabat Ezara, which are chatoyas that are brought inside the Hechel. Vim nogu nogu, but if it's it, Omer Rav Lazar Rav Yesi, Anira Siya V'Raymi, I saw these preches in Rome, V'Hoyleo coming to the Dov Shal, Parham Dov Shal Tzibra, V'Sira V'Ezara. I saw a lot of, I saw the preches with the Zrikas of Parham Dov Shal Tzibra, V'Sira V'Ezara. Don't Parham V'Sara Shalik Burim Nenu, maybe it's from the Parham V'Sara V'Im Kippur. You saw that it was not an order. It was, let's say, if Rashi wasn't one after another, or if Shalom wasn't Achzlav Shavu'lamata. So they knew it was not the Par V'Sar Shalom Kippurim. It was from the Par Hamdav Shal Tzibur. So first of all, what's Shalom Tanakamba? He saw the Preiches. We don't believe him. That's like the Rishonim say it's not possible. You don't say you don't believe someone. He said he saw it. So the Rishonim say Pshat is this. Tanakamba held that it happened by mistake. You're right, you saw it, but you don't have to. If it hits, it hits. Nogu, nogu. So you saw it, okay, because that year was a mistake. It hit. That's the pshat. That's how the even by Varan Sodom, he asked me Kasha that, what's the Kasha of Echlal? He says, what's the Raya, the way he asks it? What was the Raya? Dim l'shalim v'skavin asu. So he says, Damon dim holds, shakul lo yoynoigim, even if it wouldn't have all hit. Or he says, Kadam's reason. So therefore, that's the pshat in the raya, but if it's not a klar raya, that's what the mechalikas says. If that's a raya or not, that's one point. Point number two is what you're asking it for. Which pareches we're talking about? Tosis asks like this: if it's bayis rishon, there was no pareches, and the bayis sheni, Tosis asks, there was no parahelm dava shel tzibur. So Tosis has two terutzim: either it was the bayis rishon, it means the pareches above, it means the pareches in the middle. Second Tosis says that in the bayis sheni, you would be able, you could have brought the parahelm dava shel tzibur, just not parakoy mashiach. Tosis has a mahalach. But the question is like this, that if we talk about a second Beis HaMikdash, break the Sfas Sabbath, how did it land up in Rome, the Pareches? If the first Beis HaMikdash, the middle, how did the Pareches land up in Rome? The first Beis HaMikdash was Nebuchadnezzar from Babel, who captured them, who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Only the second Beis HaMikdash was Rome. How did the Pareches land up in Rome if the capture in Babel happened 500 years before that? How did that happen? So Svasema says that when Kairish returned all the Kalim, he returned the Pareches as well. And so it was stored in the Beis HaMikdash over the 400 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. And then when he took it to Rome, it's possible he took it to Rome. That's how Svasema learns up in Taisus. Adkan, the sugya of the Zrikas of if hits the Pareches or not. Now we're going to a sugya more about the Zrikas of Dam, but a new halachas. So I think about Vaita. Sarvaloi Domim Bedomim. If the damim got mixed up, the par dam and the dam of the sotir got mixed up with each other. Now, the Rashi sounds like Rashi says damim damim shall par v'shal sar koydim shenosam b'fnim klum. So Rashi's mashma got mixed up before he did any zrikas, even zrikas l'fnai b'lefnim, they got mixed up. The Tosfos Shon wasn't like that because the halacha is they made the zrika, they made the shchita only after the zrika of the dam par v'keresh kedoshim. So had you have two damim, had you had the dam of the sar, already was done before. But Kaponim, Rishon Rashi says, it's arvloi damim v'damim.
You mean
with
one bowl or
two? No, you don't know which one's which. You don't know which one's which.
Even though before we said.
Right, it's a good kasha. No, it's a good kasha. The Bach asks it later. The Bach asks later, even though there's a heker, because one is white and one is this. Teretz is here was Meshum Chos of the Kohen Gadol. He got mixed up. He can't figure out which one's which now. So what's the halacha? So here the case is, you're right, the case here didn't get mixed up. The cups get mixed up later. Here the case is it got mixed up in each other. That's why he don't have the Bach's kasha. Sarvah Dom V'Dom means it got mixed up in one cup both downs. Both down were landed up in one cup over. They got mixed up, there's mamash mixed up together in one cup. What do you do? Amar Ravas, Ravas is like this. Nois in achas l'mayel v'shev l'mata. You go towards the Aron, you make one l'mayel v'shev l'mata, and you use everything. V'yol l'kam l'kam, because you have this rika of the power and the sar. That's what Ravas said. Amru kamed yav yirmi, they said this in front of yirmi, yom, avav loy tepshoyi. Yeah, I mean, Rav was from Bavel. He says, "Vavloi, who are foolish ones, because they live in the valley, which is very dark. Amri Shmeitzah and Machashkin, you say Shmeitzah a pshat that's dark, that's not clear. If you do that, it comes out, you're putting a lamaila of a sa'ir before the mat of the par, which means you didn't finish the maisa hazo'as dam of the par of the ox, and you didn't finish it yet, you already started the goat already, which is a problem. You have to finish the kapara of the par before you start the kapara of the sa'ir. See, here the dam gets mixed up. You hold yesh bilo, which means it gets mixed up completely. And in every zrika, you have goat blood and par blood, that's good. But the ma'aseh, how you let it do the zrika of the sa'ir before the par? So, Rav Yirmiyah argued on Ravos. What do you do? Rav Yirmiyah, what you do is like this. Noisin achas lamayla, v'shev lamat l'shem par. You do achas lamayla v'shev lamat, and you say, this is l'shem par. Then you do it again, another zrika, achas lamat v'shelamat l'shem sar. Now, how does that work? So the Tosfos Yeshanim speaks out that even if you hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, so then if ein tzrichas kavana, l'maisa, I made a zrika of the sar. You didn't ask me, but I did it. But here, you agree that if you have in mind just par and not sar, it's not yaitzah sar. Why not? Because lo yigia is mana yet. When something didn't reach the zman of the mitzvah, even if you have kavana to do it, even if you don't have kavana, if this man to do it, then it without kavana yaitzah. Mrs. Ein Tzrichas kavana. But if it's not the zman to do it, the only way to work is if you have kavana. So here, since you didn't have kavana, so then it doesn't work. You didn't have kavana, and it's not the zman. If it would be the zman already, so then Mrs. Ein Tzrichas kavana. But here, since it's not the zman, since you don't have kavana, it won't work. So what do you do if you're a Yirmiyah? You make an achas lamad shalamata shem par, and you redo it the same dam achas lamad shalamata for the sa'ir. You do it, and then you'll be yaitza both things. That's the eitza for Rabbi Yirmiyah, a very clara eitza. Now, what happened if the savrei dom v'matanas ha'achronis, which means he did Lamaila with the par well, and then afterwards, before he did Lamata, it got mixed up with the Sar. What do you do then? So Savra Papa Kameh the Rava Lameima. So Rapapa said in front of Rava, you know, Lafi our Shita, but we'll see in a second Rava was Chayza. But he said, Fi our Shita, what you do? Nois and Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par L'Shem Sar. You do Lamata L'Shem Par and L'Shem Sar. The Chayza V'Nois and Achas Lamaila L'Shem Sar. Then you do Echas Lamaila L'Shem Sar. Omle Rava. Ad hashto, until now they call it tibshoi, they call us foolish ones. The hashto tibshoi tibshoi, we're foolish of the foolish ones. They come again, read in luhum, v'leigamiri. They taught us something we didn't learn. V'akayoiv mata desar, comes out, you're putting the mata desar, mekame mile of the sar, before the mile of the sar, that for sure is no good. In the same sar, you're doing the bottom of zrikas of the goat before the upper zrikas of the goat. V'atayroimer, ten lamal of achalamata. And the Torah says you put echas lamal of v'sheva lamata, and do it that order. So Ella, what do you do? Ella Marava, lefida the teretz of Rav Yirmiyah, you do it like this. Ella Marava, noisin sheva lamat l'shem par, and not for sa'ir. The choyzev and noisin achas l'mayla v'sheva lamat l'shem sar. Do achas l'mayla v'sheva lamat l'shem sar afterwards. So we learn clearly the halachas of nisarvu dam b'dam. Both blood are mixed up in the same cup. So the both here we name on something called yeshbila. They're mixed up well. So l'maisa, what you do is you do achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata l'shem par, then you do it again l'shem sar. And even if it gets mixed up afterwards, what you do is you do l'batam l'shem par, then you do again achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata l'shem sar.